tenant petition that has already been answered twice by the Rental Housing Commission, that these appeals, or I can say vice versa, both have an impact, or what's the word, that pretty much have similarities with regards to issues that are recurring issues, as well as issues that have recurred and exist to date with regards to services and facilities that have been substantially reduced as well. Again, due to the nature and under, you know, all circumstances, I definitely will keep everything brief before the Rental Housing Commission for the sake of time, and am prepared to answer any questions, all questions.
Thank you for sharing your argument with us. Let's talk about your AC. What do you think the remedy? What remedy do you think the administrative law judge below should have awarded you with respect to the lack of air conditioning?
And is this with regards to all four, the combined tenant petitions, which cover a few years? It definitely would be an abatement for the months that the air conditioning at the housing accommodation is turned on. It's not on all year round. It's only turned on in the buildings between the months of May and October. So with regards to these tenant petitions, I would definitely see an abatement between the months between May 2015 to October 2015, May 2016 to October 2016, and so forth for 2017 to 2018.
How do you think that abatement should? So let's say hypothetically, like I guess this weekend it's going to be 100 degrees, mm-hmm. right? I don't know. This is July. I know late May it may have been 60, 70 degrees outside. So the house is typically, speak from personal experience, my house was typically cooler, and we lost AC. But we were fine mm-hmm. until it got really hot outside. So how would you like to see that abatement calculated?
I guess in keeping things simple, I would base it off of percentages, whether it's on a daily or a monthly basis. And again, this issue with the air conditioning, it's not an individual rented unit. It's a building-wide issue that impacts the building where my rental unit is located.
Okay.
If that makes, if I've answered that clearly, if that makes sense.
So I know that, because I remember the ALJ talking about, for instance, there not being any AC in the hall right outside of your door, mm-hmm. right, your apartment, outside of your unit. And you only travel through that area for a brief period of time just to get into your unit. So, again, like, is there a figure that you have in mind that you are due because of the lack of AC?
There's not a set figure in mind because it's an issue that's building wide related, that's ultimately impacting my unit, not just the housing, the common areas, but it also does impact the rental unit as well, which is why in May 2013 I had to purchase my own unit, because inside the unit you have different issues where you have air that fluctuate that comes out of one HVAC convector unit where the temperature goes from cool to warm. That's one issue. And then you have the issue where the air isn't that blows out. If it does come out at the times it does blow out cool, it's not cooling the unit.
Okay. Can we talk about the cameras for a little while?
Yes.
In the record, it speaks of three cameras being installed. I think one outside of your unit, one outside of unit 401 that was vacant, and I think one near store. Can you tell about why you thought that was retaliatory?
The camera in front of the store, I believe that's what the appellee had presented. The reason why I state that that was retaliatory action, it happened during the time where the counsel for the landlord was filing different motions in a separate court, and me being defended, of course, I appear with my defenses. Over time, at a last order that a judge had made, in particular, this would be landlord and tenant court, which would have been looked upon as an unfavorable decision on my part. That same weekend, the owner was on the property, who does not live in this area, came on the property. I don't have information as to what transpired, but fortunately, when I came home that following Monday, I just happened to look up and notice that I noticed it was a device, but it wasn't until I looked up closely to it and realized that it was like a little eye to it. Now, keep in mind the property manager had been informing me that they were going to come and put what's the name of the detective?
Smoke detector?
Not a smoke detector.
Carbon monoxide detector.
Carbon monoxide, okay. Yes. They've been stating that they were going to come to my unit and install, but that would have been inside my rental unit, not outside. So when I actually happened to look up, now back to this particular camera, before I realized it was a camera, when I got closer, I actually took my little bathroom trash can, got up closely, it was an eye, and it was a name on it that said Hikvision. But somebody took a pencil and they scratched out everything but the H. When I had eventually inquired about it, the maintenance supervisor had informed me that he thought I put it up there. And I told him I didn't even know what the device was until I looked at it closely and saw what it was and researched it. And then initially when I had run into the chief engineer in the lobby area in the building where I reside, where the assistant maintenance supervisor was present, and I inquired, and he told me, oh, that's just a humidifier device. And then when I inquired, what's Hikvision? And he looked and said, what's that? I said, that's a surveillance camera. He said, oh, I don't know what that is. That was there when I came in. The property management also rushed to have had a tenant to be a part of a tenant association meeting a few days after that, and willfully, and was happily about volunteering information how they're going to install cameras throughout the rest of the building in the areas where it can see the laundromat, the trash chute, pretty much the common areas where my tier is. I'm pretty much right there, elevator, laundromat, trash chute. That did not occur. It wasn't until I continued to inquire through emails about it, I wasn't getting the response, or one response I did get, the property manager, pretty much she wrote in her email, we can install whatever device we want to install. When I continued to inquire, literally one day before a hearing I had at landlord and tenant court, they went and installed another unit similar to mine's, which was before on over a vacant rental unit. To date, there has been and this was 2017, it's 2019, to date they still have not installed any other cameras within that, in the area that they said that they would. So every day I walk out my door, or from the time they put it up, I walk into my rental unit and outside of my rental unit with a device, pretty much watching my comings and goings.
Do you know if there are any other cameras? I understand you said they weren't in the, sort of in that locations, I guess that 01 location throughout the building. You know they installed cameras elsewhere in the building?
No, I actually walked through the entire building as part of and making certain that I support what I write is accurate. There was all, for the most, since I've been there, they have been a camera, but that was personally installed by the tenant. That was tenant 522, which I believe to date they no longer have it there. But if you were to go by the unit, you actually see the hole where it was installed, and they had that camera there for years. So I'm not certain if now, presently, if they're no longer tenants at Marbury Plaza. Then there is another one on the 7th floor. I'm not certain if they have a handicap, or do they have like a special, but they to have their own personal, and it's in a totally different tier off of, it's a personal camera.
And the last question that I have, I'm not sure if my colleagues have any questions, is about the water outages. So I know in the record it states at least on one occasion that a unit was offered to tenants to access, to take showers, basically, while the water was out in their unit. Do you know if things were building-wide outages, or did they only affect certain units?
Building-wide, yeah. Ultimately, the claims that I come before, these are issues that ultimately I'm affected by from a building-wide unit. I do understand that there are situations where issues may, nothing is perfect. Things will break, things will happen, things will go out, come on and off, that's expected. But ultimately, these issues with regards to air conditioning, whether it's air conditioning, where it's the malfunctioning elevators, where it's the faulty plumbing, where it's the vermin and the rodents, where it's the broken doors that contribute to, which is a big issue with the safety at the entire community, not just at the housing accommodation or the building that I reside in, because there are a few other buildings, but I'm specifically speaking of the building where my rental unit is located.
Any questions for anyone else?
I guess I wanted to follow up. Thank you, Ms. Washington.
Thank you.
I wanted to go back to the security cameras.
Yes, ma'am.
And I wanted to know, did you have any sense of where the feed went? Is like, does the engineer's office see have a camera that?
Not know.
So you don't.
To this
so you don't
day.
Have a sense of who's watching your coming and going. It's not in a, you know, sometimes an apartment building will have a security office, and there will be monitors up,
yeah.
And you can see that.
I will say this: there is, in the lobby area behind, I guess they still consider that the concierge desk, which is the front desk in the main building, there is security cameras, you know, like the little monitors that you can see. I know they can see the parking garage. I believe they can also see the elevators. And there may be cameras, and I'm not certain if there are any outside the building or that's facing outside the building.
And I guess I also wanted to know about crime in the building. Is there anything with regard to crime that warrants cameras being on the 9th floor or on the 4th floor? Or
no, there have not.
No
I've been there almost over 20 years, and my floor has, for the most part, has been a family-friendly floor. Anything, the tenants, we're pretty much, just with the changes from just the different property management company and how the property has been managed is more so of they're disheartened, they're unhappy, and they're sad about the changes.
So the ALJ found that, you know, although there was the reduction in services related to the air conditioning, and you have said that it was something that's kind of in general affecting all of the tenants in the building, but she found that it was too small of a reduction to warrant redress. Do you know what that means? Am I being clear? Why do you perceive that ALJ's decision was wrong, in error, that it wasn't enough of a reduction in service to warrant some kind of redress for you?
I guess just to make certain I'm clear as to what the ALJ's understanding was.
Right, so you complained to, mm-hmm. in your petition, that there's a reduction in service. Mm-hmm. So I pay a certain amount of rent, and in return, I'm expecting a certain amount of air-conditioned building, unit, et cetera.
Yeah.
The ALJ's finding was, when you put forth your evidence about how much of a reduction, to Michael's question, mm-hmm. right, it's supposed to be a certain comfort level. And so the ALJ's finding was that the impact, basically, on yourself or the tenants was not a significant one that would warrant the housing provider then having to reduce your rent, make adjustments, what have you. So what do you think of her decision that it wasn't a big impact on your unit, on your floor, or on the tenants in the building, that you had, you know, periodic less than ideal or less than whatever temperature you thought it should be? What's your impression of that decision or of that ruling?
I guess respectfully answering the question, it's definitely it can't be undermined. It's a recurring issue that happens often, that's existed over the years. And I know we're speaking even for 2015, 2016, and 2017. We just had notices posted throughout the building that the air conditioning in the building, again, is an issue. And this is management's issue. Living there as one of the many tenants, to this is, and I'm trying to respond, you know, accordingly and respectfully, because when it's hot, it's hot in the building. Not just the building, but even in the rental units, where I literally have, even on my vertical blinds, it gets sticky because of the humidity in the building, and also by me being on the ninth floor, and it just sits, the heat just sits, and it's unbearable. So in answering that question, stating that it's the ALJ stating that it's not enough, I would have to state that the examiners erred in that findings, because it's not a minor issue. It's a bad issue that continues to happen every year, and there should be some sort of abatement when this happens, whether it's 80% of the rent that the tenant pays, or 50, whichever I guess is deemed appropriate, depending on per provided it's found that the air conditioning is not functioning at full capacity, which is an issue, or is not operating at all.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Ms. Washington, for coming and for sharing your argument with us and answering our questions. We appreciate it. Particularly, we understand when you're pro se, this can sometimes be an intimidating form to come to. So thanks for coming and advocating on behalf of yourself. It's now 11:40 a.m., and this hearing is hereby adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, sir, Commissioner. Thank you, Madam Commissioner.